For large propagation distances, received power is proportional to antenna height squared divided by propagation distance to the power of 4. In practice, this turned out to be a fairly accurate model, certainly for a flat country like Holland, for instance. So what is accurate about this model is the way it says attenuation as a function of distance, its height gain, and people in this business talk about 6 dB gain every time you double the antenna height. What's not good is the dependence on wavelength, which is cancels out of the expression. But of course you make a large error because of different effects of shadowing and diffraction over hills, and the standard deviation of this error is still very large. 12 dB for UHF at FM radio frequencies, about 8.3 dB, so it's a good rule of the thumb, but be aware that you make significant errors if you base your system on this.